Look like old times out there. I'll tell you though, even Tiger at his peak, I don't ever remember a scene like what I saw on the 18th hole today.
Well, we saw some changes in a changed man, a different golfer, but also, you know, we saw emotion. He was fighting back the tears, and I think it's an example and shows kind of the reasoning of how hard it was for him to come back.
Sure.
And what it meant to him, mm-hmm. and what it means to golf. I mean, this is, you know, that drama on the final hole with the crowd overtaking the fairways and coming in. That was just, it was a scene that got the golf industry is absolutely celebrating.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody said too that with that scene on 18, reminded him a lot of his first major, obviously the Masters in 97, you know, when he walked out of that crowd. Is that the feeling you got too?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was, you know, riveting. You're right up there watching it in the moment, and this is exciting, and it's so meaningful. I mean, here we have such a classy guy in Justin Rose, and how,
sure.
you know, he wins the FedEx Cup, and he's talking about how great it is to have Tiger back and what that means.
Right.
Man, oh man, it's really a great time for professional golf, you know, to have all the class of players that are the top players in the world, and now that Tiger is showing that he's going to be back into the equation and, you know, winning his 80th tournament. Boy, oh boy, coming through, you know, the anticipation for Augusta next year.
Yeah.
Boy, it is ratcheting up big time.
Yeah. What do we expect of Tiger now, Dick? I mean, is it the old Tiger we expect now, or is that fair?
Well, I think, you know what, Hutch, a lot of people will make that assumption, and that is just not fair at
right.
all. But I think a lot of people will automatically do that, and those are going to be the people that really don't know a lot about golf.
Right.
I think we're, you know, he could, now that he's one of many of the best players, can he, the next step is he's proved that he is one of those.
Right.
You know, we watched him falter a little bit with a couple of bogeys on the last few holes when he had that big
yes.
lead, and he managed to obviously get in without screwing that up.
Mm-hmm.
But the next step is, you know, can he win a lot of tournaments, and can he get that separation? Will he do that? And that, I never even thought that that would even be possible.
Right, yeah.
That he would come in and be able to look at that. But I think that the discussion of, you know, will he win a major?
Mm-hmm.
I think he will. And then the next question, obviously, everyone that'll bring it back up is, will he catch Jack?
Right. Yeah. And is that, I mean, we talked at the beginning. I mean, when the season started, we talked about Tiger's comeback.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were talking, you know, about the way that he's going to, you know, be an instant success, I think, is probably the way to look at it. There were a lot of people expecting, you know, that instant fix, and they didn't get it. And, you know, some people were wondering, I think, about Tiger, you know, the way it was. But, I mean, he himself said, you know, it's a process. And, you know, they said it on TV, too. It's just the fact that that's an overused term, but by the same token, it's a realistic term, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I mean, he had it right. I mean, he was the one who was questioning whether he can play, you know, four rounds, one tournament, you know, a couple in a row, and he's a brand-new golfer. So he was the one that kind of tried to lead the pack. Obviously, the pack didn't want to believe that.
Right.
They're saying, can he kind of get, you know, is he back? Will he? We were the ones that were getting the cart before the horse.
Sure.
Tiger never did.
Yeah.
Tiger was always in a position to, you know, I'm going to just see how I can go. And everyone didn't like that. They wanted him to, you know, project that, yes, I'm going to be back, and then actually prove it out.
Yeah.
But that's the unrealistic part of it.
Right.
And I mean, you know, the media, the fans particularly, get overzealous. And proclaimed that he's back before he actually was. But,
right.
You know, now we have solid evidence that, you know, he's back in the equation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a process. I mean, it was a year-long process. You know, and it took an entire year to do it. You know, we're talking about the season-ending championship here. So, you know, it took that full year for him to come back and get back to where he wanted to be. You know, and now there's steps ahead yet.
Yeah, there are, and you know he's had to kind of go through the process of finding out where his game was, where it started, and then go through the process of figuring out that when, you know, he figures out this leak in the hose over here, a new leak pops up.
Right.
Like driving it well one week and not putting well, and then putting great and not driving it well. So,
right.
You know, this was the culmination. He says it's getting closer. He's eliminating his mistakes and getting closer to having that week where everything comes together for him. And this was the week, and it happened to be, you know, the last tournament of the year when... And in great fashion, again, you know, it sets that such a lovely anticipation over wintertime in preparation for Augusta next year.
Now, it's kind of interesting, too, because coming into this thing, I mean, Tiger said that he had to get back in the gym, you know, get back pumping the weights and that type of thing. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, it depends on what he does. I mean, if he, the way he worked out before... No, I don't. And if he's lifting weights and training to tone his muscles, that's a good thing.
Right.
But if he's doing it to bulk up and get big and to create his power from, I think that's not a very healthy approach.
Right.
But I will also think that, you know, he's got professional people around him that won't allow him to hurt himself.
Right.
You know, his training regimen... that led to his broken leg in 2008.
Yeah.
You know, he punished himself with his exercises.
Right.
But I believe he's smarter than that now. It would be very foolish if he, in his experience with all his people around him, that his training exercise, you know, is going to be bang on. I don't anticipate him making any mistakes with that.
Yeah, I think they got to go more for reps as opposed to heavy weights, right?
Well, toning your muscles rather than building your muscles.
Yeah.
You know, your reps and the repetitions you do and the sets you do them, depending on the resistance, determines whether you're toning the muscle or building the muscle.
Yeah, yeah. Dick, I know during your career, you went through a few injuries. I mean, nothing as bad as what Tiger's gone through. But even with the injuries that you experienced, was there ever a time in your mind that you thought, you know what, it's over?
Well, you know, when I discovered it was over for me and I think this is the Achilles heel of every athlete or every golfer, that I was waking up in the morning after recovery. Like, I'd finished the round of golf and the training and the working out and the icing down to reduce the inflammation that happened that day from all this, the swinging and the exercises. And when I was waking up the next day, I wasn't recovered. My body hadn't recovered. I could tell it needed more rest. And that's kind of, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And that, as soon as that weak link snaps, you're done.
Right.
And, you know, and I guess in hindsight, in my era, had I been a little more knowledgeable in as I aged and done some training to prevent it, I could have prolonged it a lot longer, or a little longer anyway.
Right.
I think there's no doubt about that. I think Tiger is bang on. He knows what he has to do. But, you know, your ability to continue and your longevity is really based on how well you recover. And that's why he climbs into those ice baths.
Right.
People laugh and they go, what's he doing going into the ice bath? It reduces inflammation.
Right.
And I think everyone who has, you know, some time on their hands. If you're elderly, you don't, your back doesn't get inflamed and get this swelling when you're young. But when you're older, the faster you can reduce the inflammation, the faster you recover, and you're only as good as that weakest link.
Right. I think I'll go take an ice bath now. No, I'm kidding.
It's not fun, but you do. I played golf last week, and my back was so sore, and I got a big bag of ice, and I flopped on the bed and put that ice pack on my lower back, And I don't like it. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But when it numbs up and it starts the blood rush away and then the blood rushes back, you can tell that it heals up. And then when you dip into an ice bath where your whole body is submerged in ice, that's a whole new different realm as well.
Right, okay. You talked about the back-to-back bogeys that you took on 15 and 16. Let's go back to that.
Yep.
What kind of a demon was that putting in Tiger's mind when he went through those two? I mean, obviously he overcame it, but and that's probably one of the great stories to be told is how do you get over something like that? I mean, you were up by five shots, all of a sudden you've got a 2-shot lead. Boy, that must kind of, tense you up a little bit.
Well, sure it does, and that's the gauntlet that you have to pass through. Mm-hmm. And standing on the 15th, tee when he made that, unsatisfactory execution on 16, where they weren't excellent executions, and they ended up in the rough, and they led to a bogey.
Right.
Then it really, it mounts the pressure, and then the pressure that he had on 17, he made another unsatisfactory tee shot.
Sure.
And then his second shot missed the green, and then the shot saved that pitch from over the green was an excellent execution that saved him a shot. That totally changed those, that situation. So he broke through that barrier.
Right.
He built up a lead. He got the job done. Now, some people say he was getting a little squirrely. It was. I mean, those are the things you have to get through. But now that he's done it, it's going to, it's like a snowball. It's getting bigger.
Sure.
And his belief and his confidence is building. So when he's in that situation, just like the last 3 months, when he got into the situation with the lead at the Open Championship, he didn't handle it well. He let it go.
Yeah.
But now he's filling these voids.
Yeah.
And the progression is moving forward, and I think this is building his confidence. So, I think it'll continue to improve, and we can see where he's going to go next year.
Right, exactly. Is it like old times where when you see guys like Rory McIlroy fading away? I mean, is that because of Tiger, or was it just Rory?
Well, I don't think it was. It was interesting. I was talking to my son about, Rory playing with Tiger in the final round. He got a little bit of taste of Tiger.
Right.
He wasn't there in Tiger's prime.
Yeah.
But he was introduced to the Tiger effect, the excitement. Now, if he was seeing Tiger in his prime, Tiger would not have engaged much with him in an effort to put as much pressure and distance between them.
Right.
But, he's a different guy today, and he engaged with Rory, and he gave him a big hug at the end.
I saw that,
But it was interesting. I think Rory McIlroy got a taste of the Tiger effect, and I think it took him to a new level as well.
Yeah, well, a bit of new respect for Tiger. Not that he didn't have any, but probably new respect that he'd finally had a chance to experience that. The other guy that, and you touched on too, is Justin Rose, number one guy in the world. I mean, for him to get the FedEx Cup Championship, to have Tiger win the Tour Championship and have Justin Rose win the FedEx Cup, great back-to-back stuff.
They were, and, ironically, I think with this drama with Tiger in it and Justin Rose, the way he birdied the last hole.
Yes.
To win the $10 million, people are just figuring it out. And you know what? It was great drama.
Mm-hmm.
And now what they're going to do, they're going to change it all over again, just when people started to settle into it and perhaps start to accept it.
Yeah.
It was so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, the drama was very compelling. And, with Tiger, if Justin Rose doesn't win it, and Tiger wins both events, it's going to bring a lot of eyeballs. It's going to be fascinating to see what the ratings are on this event.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see not only the ratings, but just going into next year. I mean, there's going to be a lot of anticipation over the winter on, what do we expect next year?
And the timing with, like I said earlier, with all the great top players that are in the game and with Tiger coming back, the PGA Tour is in a great position to renegotiate with FedEx.
Yeah.
And now FedEx is liking their, they doubled their sponsorship from $35 million to $70 million.
Yeah.
So the PGA Tour is looking great.
Yeah.
FedEx is looking great. Everyone's happy with the agreement. Golf is looking fantastic. And now we get this big we can't wait to the Masters in 2019.
And Dick Sokol is coming out of retirement to win the $15 million next year, right?
Yeah. When they, you know, if we could put the clock back about the 20 couple of decades, then we may consider that.
Fair enough. Okay, well, listen, let's come back tomorrow, and we got the Ryder Cup coming up, so let's talk about that.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Hudson.
Thanks.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You too.